coming.
Coming back.
He's coming in the direction that you are. How would you say that? Oh, here he's coming. He's walking.
Towards me.
All right. And what about you want to tell someone that you happen to see someone downtown? You say, oh, yes, I ran.
So-and-so downtown today.
All right. And if a child has his grandfather's name, you might say, well, we named him.
For his granddad.
For his granddad. All right. And man's best friend is?
The dog, to say.
And what is the word that you use to call to a dog to tell him to attack another dog?
Well, you just say, well, sick him has been the most thing that they was used in this part of the country.
All right, and what about a dog that's not a purebred, this or that, just a dog?
You say it's a mixed breed.
All right. And if a man, if a dog bites a man, you say, well, he was...
bitten by a dog.
All right. And yesterday a dog...
bit so-and-so.
And the word for, you're getting tired?
No.
You're all right? Well, you tell me. I'm getting involved here.
Anytime you want water or anything, just say something.
All right, thanks. What about the word that you use for the, well, you get milk from what animal?
The cow.
And the goat.
Yeah, a lot of people drink goat milk more than I thought they did.
And the male of the cow is called a...
the bull.
And do you remember there was a time when this was maybe thought not a proper word to use around women? Do you have? Can you remember any other words that were used to kind of maybe as a courtesy thing instead of saying the bull? You might have said that the only word you remember using for the...
Well, a lot of people would say steer.
Oh.
And which would, if you're not in farm with it, would be a... very bad mistake.
That's the one that you didn't want to use for breeding purposes.
That's right.
Right.
That's been so fixed that
the
most of the time when they work those, they prepared those and fall just working and not breeding, I see.
Right.
And they would call steer. And as I said, a lot of places, as you said, it used to be that a lot of people didn't want to mention bull and the president of ladies and things like that, but they had to cut. Sort of relax on this thing because when you went to selling these things at these stock pens and one thing another, and you had that if you advertising for this and the other to come there, and then that's what all auctions you had to auction those things as it were, don't you see?
Of course. And what was the word that you used for this operation that performed to change a bull into a steer?
Castrate.
Are any other words that were used for that?
Not as I know of.
All right. If it were not to do with cows or horses, was it still the same word? Or pigs?
Yes, same thing.
All right. What about if you were working two mules? You would not just say two mules, but you'd say
a pair of mules.
All right. Any other word for two?
Well, only thing I know of would be say, if it's asking about my mule, I'd just say, well, I got one horse mule and one man mule.
Uh-huh. And if they were two horses, would you still say?
Say a pair of horses. Uh-huh. And then if they was otherwise, I would say a mare horse and a stud.
All right. And a very young cow, a baby cow, is a...
calf.
And if a cow is going to have a calf, how would you say that? Daisy is going to...
going to have a calf is the only thing that I've ever known.
Okay.